The next patient is Mr. Kenneth Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Eighty-three-year-old. One male that is following the practice because of CKD. Stage 3A. The patient had a hydronephrosis with the nephrostomy tube that accidentally was dislodged. And the nephrostomy tube was never reimplanted. The patient ever since has been going to the cancer center, has a permanent Foley catheter. The Foley catheter is draining a clear urine, and it changed at Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, apostrophe S, office every 4 weeks. Today, he comes for a follow-up. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, there is a creatinine of 1.2. An estimated GFR of 60 mL per minute. A BUN of 19. Fasting blood sugar of 1.79, and albumin of 3.1. Appetite is getting better. The patient has increased in the body weight, but I think it's fluid. He has been drinking more than usual, and he has gained 5 pounds. At this point, we're going to recommend a fluid restriction of no more than 2 liters in 24 hours. Blood pressure has come down to 124/48. Number two, a patient has pancytopenia and anemia. The patient is followed at the cancer center by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. And he has a history of prostate cancer and also bladder compromise. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the diabetes mellitus that has been under better control, the hemoglobin A1C is 7.4. The patient, in general terms, is feeling much better, has responded to the therapy. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes in the lab interpretation and chart review in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.